Don't go anywhere. This is the Profit Express, and this is truly going to be a really unique show and conversation. And one of the things that really caught my attention in preparing for the show, she said, and I quote, it was in a video in regard to her bullying. She said, "When I was getting bullied, I believed I was always going to get bullied. I was always going to be sad and crying to my mom." Wow. Think about that for a moment. When you believe something will always be a part of your life, that is not easy, especially at a young age like that. Now, Tania is here. She's in studio with me. She's appeared in Time, Forbes, Black Enterprise. She's also the winner of numerous, it was more than I thought, but I'll let you her fill in the details, business pitch contests, which she's used to help funnel her startup business. And, oh, did I mention that she's 17 years old, which is pretty fantastic in and of itself. And she's also another interesting fact here. She's currently a freshman majoring in what else? Entrepreneurship at her very own Hofstra University. So it's a pleasure to welcome aboard the Profit Express, Tania Speaks, founder of Brow Boost. Tania.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am really good. First of all, you are the youngest entrepreneur I've had on the show.
Wow.
So I wish I had a prize for you or something like that. I don't, like a t-shirt. I'll work on that. But so you're 17 now, but as amazing as that is, you started it when you were 15.
Yep.
A couple of years ago in 2016. Okay.
Yep.
So you were born in the 2000s.
Yep.
and as I just mentioned in the intro, so you've had great press, Black Enterprise Magazine, Forbes, Time. I know there's some others. I only got a few of them. Business pitch contest, which you've won. How many have you won?
Close to five.
Close to five?
Yes.
Wow. So there's prize money involved. It certainly helps out. So it's a great story. And anybody who owns a business, who's thinking of starting a business, no matter how old they are, there are lots of emotions involved. Mm-hmm. It's the fear, it's the doubt, it's all these things. You may think you have a great idea, but your parents, your family may say, "Oh, you're crazy, don't do that," right? Mm-hmm. But that's why having you on today, sharing your story, I know is inspiration. I know that there are people listening right now who are thinking, "Man, look at what she's done so far, and she's just 17. So I'm not trying to put too much pressure on
it's
you.
It's okay.
but you're providing some great motivation. So let's get started. I want you to share with the listeners the story of turning your pain into profit and the bullying. Because I believe you said it started in elementary school and it kind of followed you until like middle school.
Yes.
What was that experience like for you?
So I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
and the school system there is you go the same people you go to elementary school with, you go to middle school with, you go to high school with. So we all follow each other.
Okay, gotcha.
So elementary school, those bullies followed me to middle school. But the difference is in elementary school, I considered them my friends. So they would just say little jokes like, "Oh, your eyebrows are connecting," or "You have a unibrow." I would just laugh it off because I'm assuming they're my friends. They're not trying to hurt my feelings until I went to middle school. And although they followed me, there was new kids inserted into the situation.
Okay.
So now there's strangers talking about my eyebrows too. So I started to wonder, maybe my eyebrows really are ugly. Maybe my friends aren't joking. And then the little jokes turned into harassment and it got really bad. And I was pushed off the swings from being bullied. And it was a traumatic experience. And so after they kept bullying me, I would just cry every day. I would just cry. I would just go to my mom and say, "My eyebrows are too thick. I want them to be thin. Can I please just get them tweezed, waxed, something?
Right.
I need it.
Was it like 11, 12, 13 at this time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Middle school. Yeah. That's probably 12. Yeah.
Okay.
And she would just tell me, "You're too young to get your eyebrow serviced. You don't need to change your eyebrows."
Yeah. She was right. Yeah. You're 12. Right.
Yeah. And she was just like, "You just need to own your eyebrows, be confident in your eyebrows. And one day somebody's going to want your eyebrows." And I'm like, yeah. You're only saying that because you're my mom. They are saying that my eyebrows are ugly. They're in my age group. They know what what is in. You're much older. You don't know what my eyebrows are supposed to look like. And so I definitely didn't believe her. And I decided to take her razor that was in the bathroom. I saw her use it on her brows. So I figured I could use it too. But I had no idea how sharp it really was. So I was trying to like scrape my eyebrows off. And I was in the basement underneath of the table trying to cut my eyebrows. And I was bleeding really badly. And I was very embarrassed because I knew she would be mad at me because she told me not to cut them, and I cut them anyway. So she saw me, I had blood coming down my face, and she was just like, what did you do?
Mom comes home, she sees her daughter, blood running down your face.
Traumatic.
Oh, I'm here. Now, you're just tuning in. Today's guest is Tania Speaks. She's the founder of Brow Boost. She's also a freshman here at Hofstra University, the entrepreneurship program. And she turned her pain into profit. I love that phrase, by the way. On the Profit Express, I love that phrase. And you were just being bullied. You know, I was bullied as a kid. Unfortunately, it's part of human nature. Doesn't make it right.
Yeah.
It happens. And then, but it followed you.
Yeah.
Which, like you first said, like, hey, it was my friends. Okay, friends can kid and joke around. Yeah. But then when different kids started saying it, you started taking it more seriously.
Yep.
And then kind of doubting yourself, doubting your friends. They must be right.
Yeah.
Talking to your mom. So your mom's trying to give you what was certainly some good advice.
It was.
Now you know. Thanks, Mom. And then you tried to shave them off.
Yep.
Man, I know you're listening right now. That is...
it's bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So I know your mom comes home. When she first saw you, do you remember the conversation? Do you remember your mom's reaction?
She was just like, what did you do? And I was just standing there with the razor in my hand, like, I wanted my eyebrows to be thin.
Right.
And she was like, we need to go to the hospital. My mom is always like trying to rush to the hospital for anything. It could be like, my throat hurts, we're going to the hospital.
Right.
So she took me to the hospital, had to get stitches.
That was serious.
Yeah, it was serious. Because razors are really sharp, and it was a new razor. So it was very, very sharp. I didn't know.
Well, you didn't know what you were messing around
with. Yeah, I had no idea. I was just trying to shave. I thought it wasn't going to be sharp at all.
So you actually had to get stitches.
Yep.
Okay. So you get stitches. They get healed up. Mm-hmm. So that was the story. And it's funny, in all the years I've had this show, it's over 10 years, and I've been fortunate to talk to lots of different entrepreneurs from all sorts of backgrounds, all sorts of products and services. And there's like, there's always a story.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a lot of why I want to have you on today, sharing that story. The common thread I found with a lot of entrepreneurs is, and I've had some really famous, big, successful ones on, and you will be one of those very, very shortly. I get that feeling. I just hope you take my call in like a few years. The Profit Express? Who? What? Profit? What? Yeah. But a thread was, a lot of them went through real suffering, you know, whether it was at the home, whether it was they didn't do well in school, whatever it was, they had a real challenge. And so you kind of had that moment of trying to physically remove those eyebrows.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, you know, geez, I'm 48, I got a 9-year-old son. Mm-hmm. And when you think about the whole bullying thing, and let me ask you, because you're still a young individual, is it worse nowadays because when I was growing up, we didn't have social media. Mm-hmm. So they would say things in the schoolyard, call you names. And when you came back the next day, a lot of times you forgot about it.
Yeah.
Did it follow you on social media, or were you still too young, you know, to be a part of that?
So social media was definitely around, but it was definitely worse with technology, especially because of group chats.
Yeah.
So there was an app that was named Kick, and a lot of people used Kick. And so they would have group chats. And so everybody would be talking about this one person, and they can easily screenshot it. So I would get screenshots of people talking about my brows and saying that I'm ugly. And I would literally see that person talking about me. Whereas if you don't have technology, you just going off of what somebody says. And that may be true or not, but when you physically see them saying it, you know, there's no doubt about it.
So did you, and I don't want to bring up too many bad memories, but did you actually see the screenshot of maybe what you thought, you know, Mary was a friend of mine?
Yep. Yeah.
So you throw out somebody that you were having lunch with that day, or maybe you were playing with at, you know, gym or whatever, who you thought was a friend, saying, you know, wow, look at her eyebrows.
Yep.
Wow. That's the horrible part. I mean, listen, we're not talking about bullying per se too much on the show today, but that's just a horrible thing about it. You've come out on the other end of it,
yeah,
amazingly articulate and super, super confident. I mean, you're sitting in this chair. No, right? Sam, right? We had a lot of people sitting in that chair who've had decades more experience than you, who are not holding themselves and conducting themselves and communicating as well as you. So
thank you.
Congratulations on that. So, okay, so here we go. So you're facing this thing. You want to fix it. What made you decide to start tinkering around with, because it's an organic product, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So you started, describe that process. That's very interesting because you're an inventor, right? That's part of who you are. So what gave you the first ideas and what were some of those products you tried?
So the first thing I did after I cut my eyebrows off was go to the beauty stores to try to find something to grow them back.
Okay.
And I would find a couple of products that would just break my skin out because I have very sensitive skin.
Okay, yeah.
So I would get rashes and bumps, and it just defeated the purpose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was
give you another problem.
Yeah, another problem to add on to the bullying. So I was like, well, maybe I should just try to create something for myself. If nothing's working for me, maybe I can create it.
How old were you when you had that thought?
I was probably about 13, 14.
13 or 14. Okay, because you started when you were 15. So the process around 13, 14. Okay, go ahead.
And so I researched organic ingredients. Mm-hmm. I probably typed in healthy ingredients. And a lot of essential oils came up, plants, everything came up. And so I really had to narrow it down.
Okay.
So I would just ask my mom, can she buy these? Do you have this type of oil? Can you go get this? And so she would buy it. And then I would just be in the living room mixing everything together, trying to see what would work. Some stuff was too slimy. Some stuff didn't work together. It was a weird color.
But the consistency.
Was bad, so I had to do a lot of trial with that, and I ended up figuring out the aloe vera plant, which was actually already in my house, so I didn't even have to buy that. So I scraped the sap from the aloe vera plant.
Oh, the actual plant.
The actual plant.
Okay, so they got those thick leaves, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah.
And so then I added vitamin E oil to it, and it created the perfect consistency. It's like a cool sensation. I don't like anything that's too greasy on my skin,
right.
So it was very lightweight, and I put it on, and I started using it.
So the sap, is it from aloe vera plant with some, you said, vitamin E oil?
Yes.
So you put that into a consistency, so it's kind of, it's like a gel.
It's a gel.
And was that the first mixture that started working for you?
Yes.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Because don't they use aloe vera also for sunburn?
They use it for cuts and burns. And it was actually healing a cut that my mom had at the time. So I said, well, maybe it'll heal my eyebrows. And I said it as a joke, but it actually ended up working.
Wow. Okay. So that's round version one.
Yep.
At this point, and you have some other products. You even have a men's product, which we're going to talk about a little bit. How many... You know, because a lot of times with inventions, you have to do a lot of trial and error.
Mm-hmm.
How many versions of it did you go through until you knew you had something?
I would say about two versions. So the first version, it was a little bit too cloudy. Like it had a creamy color to it. And I didn't really like that. And I wanted it to be a little bit more clear. And so I added more aloe vera to it versus more oil. The first version had more oil. The second version had less oil.
Okay, so just getting the ratios right.
Yes.
Okay. So there's only essentially two
ingredients.
Two ingredients.
Yep.
Are those I don't want to give away the secret sauce, but are those the ingredients that you still have in it today?
Yes.
Awesome. So then you have something. How long, so this is still the point now in the story, because I want to go back to it. And again, this is the Profit Express, WRHU. In studio with me is Tania Speaks. She is the founder of Brow Boost, which is essentially a gel to help with the maintenance of eyebrows, and as well as even, growing them to get them healthier, right?
Yeah.
And it all started from her experience of being bullied in elementary and middle school. So you shave the eyebrows off, not a good idea. They're healing. This helps, your gel helps them to heal.
Yes.
So that was part of the healing process as you're applying this.
Yes.
Okay. So you're using this for how long until you start to realize, maybe I'm onto something?
So I was using it for about a year before I realized I was onto something. At first, I was just using it for me, not thinking I'm going to sell it or anything.
So that idea did not cross your mind?
No, not for a whole year. I just used it. But people started to notice, like, your eyebrows are looking better. What are you using? And I'm like, I have this consistency that I use. And then I realized then they wanted to use it too. So I started like giving out the gel for like free at first, but I just put it in like little containers and I just gave it away for free. But then like when I got to high school, so I started ninth grade, and then they started asking me like, what do you use again? Because they asked me middle school, I gave it away for free. Then I get to high school and they're asking for it. And I'm like, well, maybe I can charge for this.
Hello.
Maybe I can charge for this. If a lot of people want it, maybe I can charge for this. And I started selling in my high school bathroom.
This is what I love. This is what I love about America and entrepreneurship. And this is fantastic. It's like you obviously know the brand Nike. Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, many. I think he started in the 70s. He was selling his sneakers. This is Phil Knight from Nike, one of the biggest corporations in the world. He started selling his sneakers out of the trunk of his car, going to track meets.
Wow.
So I'm hearing your story. You have a bunch of friends. Wow, hey, Tania's looking really good. Your eyebrows looking great. What are you doing?
Yeah.
You're just being a good, your friend. You're hooking up your friends.
Yeah.
Try it out. They keep asking.
Yeah.
You're in high school now.
Yeah.
Freshman high school, ninth grade. Bell goes off. I can make a couple of dollars doing
make
this.
Make a couple dollars, yeah.
So you're selling it in the bathroom. That is great. So then, how much, I mean, did you sell one or two? I mean, did kids really start coming to you to develop? What happened?
So I sold one for $3, two for $5.
Oh, she's got a marketing plan going already.
And then I actually ended up tricking them because they would want two. So they would buy two for $5.
Right.
So I would give them two minis for $5 and one like normal size one for $3. But what they didn't know is...
Not that you were tricking consumers.
I wasn't really tricking
them. No, we're experimenting.
But I was experimenting with my prices. I was like, well, if they're going to pay $5 for two, I can just charge them $5 for one. So I changed it one for $5
right.
And then two for $10.
And were they buying at those prices?
Yep, they were buying it at both prices. They wanted the product so bad, they didn't care what I charged. I don't know where they were getting the money from.
Because, all right, a couple bucks, $3. Okay. Now $10.
Yep.
It's a little, especially when you're in high school, you're not working. It's, you know, not every kid, I guess, has a $10 bill in their pocket. So then it's funny. You say trick, and I joke, but so you're talking about something that's critically important in business. Okay, what am I selling my product for?
Yeah.
Am I giving it away? Is it priced to sell? Is it priced enough of a profit? Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're experimenting in high school, in the bathroom. I have to ask, did you get in any trouble from the school knowing that you have a commerce kind of situation going on?
They never found out. They never found out. I was very particular in my time. I would tell them, meet me in the bathroom at 1 o'clock, not 1:01, not 1:02, 1 o'clock. So I would excuse myself from class. They would excuse themselves from class. And I would have like a line in the bathroom.
But stop.
I would, because they would want me to put the product on their brows too. So I would have them lean up against the sink. I would put the product on there. They would give me the money. I would give them the product and on to the next one.
And you're 15 at the 14, 15.
I'm 15 at
15
that time.
At this time. Does your mom know?
She knew.
I mean, if you're mixing this up at home in the kitchen or something, or your bedroom, whatever. Wow. All right. So this is okay. What was your mom saying? What was her thought? Because obviously you're filling these tubes, so on and so forth. What was her thought?
She was all for it. She was all for it because I wanted to have a job so bad. I was thinking about applying to Cold Stone. I wanted a job so bad.
Right.
My mom would tell me, you don't need a job right now. You're only 15. And then I had to be 16 to apply.
Oh, yeah.
So. So she was like, you don't need a job right now. Don't worry about that right now. So when I found something that I could sell, she was happy because I stopped bugging her about applying for a job.
Right. And so you were making a couple of bucks back then.
Yep.
Maybe more than a couple of bucks.
I think so.
And this is the Profit Express right here on WRHU-FM. And if you're just tuning in, your timing is perfect. This show is for you listening, for the entrepreneur, for the small business owner. For somebody who's out there listening who wants to open their own business, maybe you think you've got a great idea for a product or service, but you're paralyzed by fear. Maybe you've got family or friends who are doubting you. If you are one of those people listening, don't go anywhere. Certainly stay tuned. My in-studio guest is Tania Speaks, and she truly, this is not just radio talk, people. She truly has a phenomenally interesting story. Not only is she a freshman here at Hofstra University's entrepreneurship program, she is the founder of Brow Boost, and she is currently 17. She started the company at 15,
yep.
And she was peddling her products, I say that affectionately, in the bathroom of her high school. And it all came from her unfortunate experience of being bullied, which, again, unfortunately, there are way too many students all around the country dealing with it, but she took what was certainly adversity, certainly tough times, yeah. And then turned it into what is, you know, turning that pain into profit and a great opportunity. So if you're feeling sorry for yourself, you might want to stay tuned, okay? Yeah, you're laughing. You know what I'm saying, right? Don't go feeling sorry for yourself, all right? So coming up, we will continue the conversation with Tania Speaks, and we're going to talk about more about her business and also some of her success in business pitch contest that she's creating some great victories. So don't go anywhere. This is the Profit Express.